to order. Can we all stand?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hit that a couple times.
Roll call.
Here.
Tom is absent.
Tom's not here.
And Mike.
Tom's not. Excused, and Mike has submitted his resignation.
So do we put him on as...
We note that.
Well, yeah, we'll just note it, and for the minutes, we'll remove it.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about public items, I can feel you looking at me like that.
We went to see short night now. Behave.
Comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium.
Oh my goodness.
If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board or council majority vote. We need to approve the minutes from March 27th. Second. Julie approved. And approval of the agenda for today. We can hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Approved.
Information items. We need to receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. This is just for discussion.
Sergeant Hendricks, Metro. So there's really, I don't really have anything specific for the last month necessarily, but our last quarterly stats were up 39% for calls for service within our jurisdiction, which is, as many of you know, those that are around all through Red Rock and Prem, Gene, all of that. So it's a pretty significant increase for calls for services compared to the same quarter last year. But I'll tell you that countywide, we're up calls for service as well. And part of it has to do with the population growth and everything else going on. So, but the other thing that's up is car accidents is up for us in particular is up 28% in the same quarter. So we don't have a significant number of car accidents in this area as far as on Metro side. I know NHP has some, you know, has accidents on the freeway that we don't report, but just keep that in mind that you guys, you know, slow down, drive safe, and pay real close attention to other cars, what's going on. So, does anybody have any questions for me?
You said this month, would that be March?
No, it's for the quarter, so for January through March.
I do. Is there any way that I can personally talk to a Metro officer outside of the meeting? I was up on Top Hill and everything happened, and I just had a few questions that didn't
sure.
need to be brought up.
Yeah, if you can wait after.
No problem. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay,
and at this time, we need to did you have something? And at this time, we need to receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding progress on the Terrible's Travel Center in Gene and any other updates from Clark County.
Okay, the Travel Center is moving right along. I have been trying in vain to get a hold of someone with the Hertz organization. I've talked to their attorney a couple times, and they're supposed to be calling back, and they are not calling back. So as soon as I have information, I'll share it. I'm curious, too. So apparently they're being very tight-lipped, so I will get information as soon as I can. The weather station was installed at the school last week, did the wind, the wind part start working?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So, yeah, so my husband came over, and we, if you look, there's a little shed back here. It has a little piece that goes up, and the weather station's up there spinning. And then the rain gauge is in the front. So it's pretty exciting. And the guy from the National Weather Service came out and did a presentation. It was very interesting. I learned a few things about weather that I didn't know. So it was great, and the kids were pretty excited about it. So,
yeah.
So it's a good thing. The trail, our Rails to Trails project is moving ahead. They got the go-ahead from the BLM, and they are in the building permit process, and they're going to go out to bid in May. So probably early fall is when we'll look to be done with that. And I think that's it.
Did you already report about the government reserve bill?
From the National Weather Service? Yeah, he was from the National Weather Service.
That was great.
Yeah, he was really good, and he brought one of the weather balloons. That since there's no kids here, looked like a giant condom. It was hilarious. But he said it gets to be what, like 8 feet or something like that. Yeah, it was huge.
Too cool.
Super interesting. It was really good, and he was excited to come out. So I want to see if I can get him out to some of our meetings or a meeting to talk, because it was very interesting. So it's very exciting because. There is no, if any of you follow weather on your phone, we don't have a reporting weather station here or in Sandy Valley. So our weather, sometimes mine comes from Mount Zedge, which you know is not accurate, or Gene, which is not accurate. So this is filling a hole for them too. So he was excited about it too, because it's providing service to them too. So then in the fall, hopefully, if the kids keep their end of the bargain, are they doing it? Uh-oh.
Then
never mind. Well,
what's the bargain?
They're supposed to keep track every day. Are they not doing it?
No.
Or are they not getting assistance with doing it?
There you go. Well, over the weekend was a little problem.
Oh, okay.
But it was where it was supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to clarify to people in the audience that don't know what that means? The kids are supposed to hold up their end of the bargain. They may not know what their bargain is. If they report every day for however long, then...
we're going to get a nice new one that would connect to the internet and be a reporting agency for the National Weather Service.
Oh, and so, we may recognize who donated that.
And Mike Henderson is the one that donated it.
He's
super nice. He's able to come to the presentation, so it's very exciting. So we'll have to crack the whip on those little
kids. And can they have a second chance and start over?
I don't know.
It can continue. It's only
boss.
Been a week. I mean, it's only, we put it up last Saturday, so
yes,
really, it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, it's only been 3 days.
Well, that's the sweetest thing.
I mean,
that's not true. It was a week ago.
Oh, was it a week ago? Okay. Yeah. So it's been 8 days.
It gets worse.
It's only been 8 days. It's going to be okay.
So, anyway. Restaurant, which is similar to what they have in Pahrump.
Uh-huh.
But then someone else told me it's going to be called the Roadhouse. Terrible's Roadhouse.
Okay, so we don't know yet.
So I don't know. And that's one of the things I'm trying to find out, if they were calling back. Yeah.
Okay. I heard they're putting a White Castle in.
There's going to be a White Castle.
Yes. I got the floor plan.
Wait, the project?
I work there.
And actually, Barbara, if you don't mind, later on when we have comments by the general public, you might be able to shed a little light on that for us. Whatever you know that might be enlightening to us. Okay. She works there.
Okay.
Anything else?
I don't have anything.
Just that one.
They're calling the Gold Strike the Roadhouse as well, so I don't know if that does anything.
Right. I think that's the branding of the whole.
That's kind of what I was
place.
Thinking too. I don't know.
Well, you're
so, so yeah, I'm gonna try to get details on that.
Eventually, if we didn't get down the Gold Strike sign.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, next.
We're done by 8.
Climbing and zoning. Listen, you're getting nothing over here.
So there is nothing for planning and zoning, and there is nothing under general business. So this next section is comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium.
During the time.
If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair, board, council majority vote. Any comments by the general public? Yes. Take a number.
See, I like this podium because I'm tall.
Makes you feel
podiums and short guys are not friends. My name is Greg Cortese. I'm one of the candidates for Good Springs Justice Court. I'm not going to go into a whole lengthy discussion. I've been an attorney for 20 years, a Nevada attorney for 20 years. I've been a Sandy Valley resident for 16 years. But I wanted to tell you guys about the meet and greet that's going to be on May 5th at the Sidewinder Cafe, where there's going to be several candidates running for Good Springs Justice Court, as well as a lot of different candidates for offices that we're all going to be voting for. I think Lieutenant Governor's going to be there. I think they've confirmed already like 17 different candidates from all offices, not just the judicial offices. So come down there, there's going to be food, and we can talk, ask questions of the candidates in a, you know, less formal setting and laugh and ask what you want, you know, in the privacy.
May 5th, what time?
You know, the Sidewinder Cafe.
What time?
So, I believe it's at 5 to 7 p.m., is that, Mr. Shoup, is that correct?
Four.
4 to 7.
It made it earlier.
So, yeah, and this one, we had one in March, and it was on a weekday. This one's on a weekend, I believe, to allow, you know, more people to come. So I look forward to speaking with whoever wants to come and ask all of us questions. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Ruby. Yes.
My name is Larry Shoup. I'm also running for Justice of the Peace in Good Springs. I live in Sandy Valley, 605 Trailing Rose, S-H-U-P-E, if you haven't seen my sign. But I'm not going to give a speech. I just want to dovetail into what Mr. Cortese was saying. The only thing I can add to that is there's a possibility if you go to the Sidewinder Cafe, it might be, depending on how many people are going to be there, it might be at the fire station. So it's just a little bit further on. If it's not, if you plan on going, if you attend, if you're there 4, 5, or 6, or whenever you want to be there, and there's nobody there, just go a little bit further down to the fire station. That's where it'll be, because it's looking like it might be a very well-attended event, and the Sidewinder Cafe is just a little bit small. So I would, again, encourage each of you to come and meet the candidates. The last one was very successful. We had a good time, and people got to know the candidates. And tonight, if anybody has any questions for me, if you're not going to be going next week on the 5th of May to that mixer, come and ask me some questions. I'd love to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Theodore, my name is Theodore Thompson. I live at 115 West San Pedro. This is about the progress of terrible herps. In Gene. So this map just designates the right-of-ways through these commercial entrances right here. This would be your southbound entrance and your southbound exit, northbound south entrance.
Oh, for the I-15?
The highway.
Oh, okay.
They're a little difficult to understand right now, because there's so much detail on those drawings. But we're trying to figure what was going to stop congestion during holiday traffic. And that's our question that nobody seems to be able to answer right now. It looks like it's still going to filter down to two lanes, one out, one in, and then it'll probably have a turning division in it. So, does anybody have any idea what the...
I have a question.
You have a question? Go ahead.
I heard rumors about them trying to put an on-ramp going towards California on the other side of the gas station. Is that still plausible?
Okay, this is public comment, so we can't have discussion during this
item. I do apologize.
I like that idea, though.
Anything to help? That's just what I heard was going on.
Anything to help relieve this congestion that's going to take place periodically. And we're, you know, hoping to find somebody from Clark County that could answer these questions.
It's not Clark County, it's NDOT. Okay. And they have done their traffic studies.
Right.
And they have decided that this is the plan. So this is the circulation and what it's going to be.
Okay.
So
we have one ingress and one egress out of these two divisions, right? Good Springs and Sandy Valley. We've had that road cut off from one car accidents, refusing us the right to leave or... How is that fair to these people?
If I may say something, Macon has actually addressed this, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
If you can imagine, if there are over 290 parking spaces,
276.
So 276 people will be able to park while 96 cars are getting gas.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have...
On-site seems fine.
Right, so we won't have... So if you imagine that there are 20 cars going to that gas station at once, they're not going to block the street. They have a place to go. 96
only
cars can get gas
coming out
at
only
the same
the
time.
Only if the southbound ramp has problems. We're going to see if the southbound ramp.
We've seen that road back up on accidents constantly.
I know. And I've only
the
been out here.
The grows to 96 pumps doesn't mean that's just more people congesting that street.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
we have no say-so. I mean, we live out here and have no say-so. It's ridiculous.
But you
they all should make an on-ramp specifically.
You're stacking
for the
on-ramp, but we're dealing with the federal government at that point.
Yeah.
I
understand, but think of the volume of people that try and get gas, and they wait, which causes the congestion.
That
just
causes more people.
But if there are places... For over 300, if there's places for over 350 cars to go at any one time, that's going to be that amount of cars that are not going to be blocking that road.
Considering
right.
They're all going with the laws and the speeds and going around
well,
the way they should, which is never how it goes on the weekends here.
Okay. This is not the only community that has one road in and one road out. There are many. Mount Charleston. One lane each way.
Mount Charles.
Yeah.
Are
they putting
it doesn't go straight
there?
To California. Mm-hmm. This is the 50 Highway 15 right.
Okay. The 15 does not come in here. So this design has been, they did a traffic study through the county that was required, and NDOT did a study, and they would not have gotten building permits if they did not comply with the study. So traffic engineers studied the situation. So I appreciate that you're frustrated. I live in Sandy Valley, so I drive it every day too. So I understand your frustration, but the design is done. This is.
They're in the final stages of all this stuff. And something you guys, nobody plans for accidents. I mean, they don't plan for accidents in town either. So when an accident happens and Tropicana gets shut down, it's a major thoroughfare. I understand there's other roads.
They have roundabout roads. Yeah, they have other roads.
Unfortunately,
we have
out here, like I just got to tell you guys, the accidents are not frequent. We have, there was 18 car accidents in the last 3 months. 18. That's it. In the whole entire 2,400 square miles that my officers handle. Now I get it, NHP is different and that would fall under NHP, but you're talking 18 car wrecks in 90 days and most of them are insignificant. So you're not talking about, I understand what you're saying, but you guys have to understand that they've done all the permits, they've pulled everything, it's done. They're in the final stages. There's no turning back when they've already got everything approved. I mean, the parts are ordered, the product's ordered, it's done.
And in the 11 years I've worked down there, it has gotten more busier than ever.
Tell me when you've counted 500 cars lined up on 161. 500.
It's taking me.
Oh, I can
count.
From
the
highway
patrol
station. But that's the number you're talking about. You're talking about,
you're talking about
96 gas foot, 100 gas pumps, 300 parking stalls, and other room within that parking lot for people to be.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're talking nearly 500 people to be able to
more traffic.
It may. It may very well. But until they know what the next step is, they're not going to be able to.
Yeah, and we won't know until it's done.
Right. But on the other hand, it's going to provide jobs for people in the community. It's going to provide a small place you guys can actually go get food that's close by. It's going to provide some small shopping abilities.
It may provide
a lower price of gasoline when they start having that many gas problems. I mean, there's a lot of things it could provide that may be beneficial to the community as well. So I don't know.
We just really want to address this right now. We know there's going to be no changes as long as we address it. It's been spoken about on this agenda.
And wait a minute. I'm sorry, but I'm just imagining that there finally is a place for all the cars to go.
Yeah,
and
that's septic tank.
That's what I'm envisioning. I'm not trying to say one way or the other, but I'm just seeing that now finally there's a place for all those cars to go, and that maybe it won't back it up like it does now on a Sunday night.
You know what I mean?
So that's exactly it. You're exactly right, Barbara. We just hope now with the study that was required, that all those cars have a place to go rather than blocking that road for us. So
we'll see Thanksgiving, because that's the word.
Right.
There's something else I want to address is the future of the 161. We have seen limited improvement on that highway with our drainage canals that are very close to the pavement, which do not allow a car to drive off the road at those points. It would be terrible. There's funds out there. There's the Federal Highway Administration, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Highway Safety Improvement Programs. There's something called the HRRRP, and it's the High Risk Rural Roads Programs. They have monies allotted. Some $90 million have been allotted if you can prove that this roadway does need improvement, that it is showing danger. And when you have a 30,000-pound vehicle carrying ore and some bicyclists on their 10-pound bicycles and numerous cars trying to maneuver around it, there just isn't enough room.
But that road does not have a bicycle lane. So if they are riding bicycles on there, they are
two
accepting
and
that
why? Risk. Because I've had to go around.
They are accepting that risk.
That risk is catastrophic if there's any type of accident.
Could it be a bike?
So, I mean, we have statutory requirements. It would be like a fatality analysis or an incapacitative injury analysis. But is there some way that we can look into these special fundings? It said it doesn't matter. We're talking about interstate improvement, pavement, shoulder widening, including passing lanes, improvements for pedestrian or bicycle safety. Anything that's likely to increase the volume and likely to create an accident rate rise. Those are some of the statutory requirements, and it's difficult to look into this, but it is on the web, and this money is available.
And you know what? If you want to reach out to NDOT and talk to somebody about it, you can go right ahead. That is NDOT's road. It is not a county road. I do not believe that the volume of traffic on that road would warrant any of those grants. Those grants are highly competitive. So you are welcome to reach out to NDOT and talk to them about it.
I could.
That's a good idea.
Go down to Stewart.
That'd be a good idea.
It's a good idea.
When I first moved out here, this wasn't even on the map, so.
That road has been resurfaced recently. It's in very good repair. I travel the whole west side of Clark County, and that road is in better repair than probably 75% that I see in my travels.
We all like to see shoulders on that road, shoulders, so that if we do drift off, we're not heading into the ravine, which is
kind of one of those things that where you guys, as a community, and I know I don't live in town here, but as a community, you kind of have to understand what you're asking for. Nobody wants extra people out here. Widen that road and make it more inviting, and what do you think you're going to get?
I think that we have.
You're going to get people out here. You're going to get people to come out here and want to ride their bicycles back and forth.
They're already out here already.
But when you make it more inviting, you invite people. And you're going to end up inviting more people because they're going to get off there and they're going to say, huh, there's a 4-lane road here or a really nice wide road. I wonder where it leads. and then they're just going to come wandering to town.
So the thing is, you got to kind of
be careful what you wish for.
It's already happened, Mr. Hendricks. There's plenty of people out here that looky-loos, and that's acceptable. That's been going on for decades. But while they're coming out and while we're ingressing and egressing out of this area, we could use some shoulders at one point. Somebody call in.
Well, you're not going to stop this town from growing if it wants to grow. I've been telling that people for years.
We're speaking Sandy Valley and Good Springs.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, if I may, we do need to move along and maybe take Megan's suggestion. If you do more checking into it, I appreciate what you did, and I appreciate that you're concerned. And I think a lot of us do.
We should start at least.
So it's got to start with at least
right
one person.
End up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will.
And if it's not Megan's thing, so end up might be the next thing. Okay.
Katie Heinzer, 715 West Exchange. I just wanted to bring up really quick the food share. We finally have food share coming to Good Springs. Up until a couple days ago, we've been delivering to the homes, which has become nightmarish. So we've gotten access to the community center. Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
The delivery days are on the sheet. It's the same days as Sandy Valley. We are from 11 to 12 only here at Good Springs. If you're not here by 12, sorry. If you are here until 12 and there's still leftovers, you're more than welcome to come through and go back through and spread the word. There's calendars. If anybody has any questions, I'll be here.
And just a note, Katie and her husband have been doing this. They've been doing the deliveries. So she's spearheaded this program for us. So
thank you.
He's been waiting for me.
Go ahead.
Come on.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
I'm sorry I took cuts. I didn't realize because you sat down.
I promised you'd be worried. 3 minutes. And I know it's late. This is very precious to have an audience to talk with. It really is because of the way the towns are spread out so much. Board members, county liaison, officer, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Costas. I live at 801 Eagle Avenue in Sandy Valley. As I talk to neighbors about the justice of the peace race, many people understand that the most qualified in your courthouse would be a legal professional. A legal courthouse will be managed to its best efficiency with a legal professional. I'm an attorney, a lawyer, a professional, just like many of you are professionals with skills and training. More qualified will be more results. My pledge to you is to get a lot more results done, more work done, and because it's a legal matter, it must be done correctly. More qualified, more results is more benefits. Every case will be followed with due process of law. Every case will be decided based on the facts. And every case will look at alternative options for solutions, not just punishment. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, in the most respectful way that I can say, your courthouse can manage more than traffic tickets and domestic disputes. What I'm suggesting is with my legal experience, that your court is an asset. We have a foothold in the legal system. And from just the discussions I've heard here this evening, they're the same in Sandy Valley. Someone needs to be an advocate. And I'm suggesting that with my experience, that I can use the legal system and our court as a foothold to help with items, particularly in the areas of public safety and welfare. My website is costasforjp.com. Please look for some literature in the mail, and I thank you very much for listening to me this evening.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, everyone. I'm Charles Lee, L-E-E, 355 East Prim, Lee Prim. I just want to thank you to the community, Good Spring Community, for a couple of weeks ago. I have a meeting greeting in this building community center. It was a pretty good turnout, and I appreciate the community and who showed up. And if you didn't, if you missed it, and we can just meet and talk. And next week, then we're going to have in Sandy Valley. Then obviously, I'm not going to be there, but I mean, my representative will be there. If you guys have any question and what, I have a family event, so I'm not going to make it. But I mean, I do appreciate all your support, and we still continue to do it in our campaign. Thank you.
Thank you. Tarja?
Tarja Lamb, 70 Beacon Street, Goodspring, Nevada. The Garden, Landscape, Bird, and Butterfly Club is starting this Sunday, April 29th at 3 o'clock right here.
Okay.
Let's see, Terry or Kathy, did she leave already?
She left.
Oh, Kathy. Yeah, she's already looked up some things that the Springs preserve for us. And we'd just like to help the community with landscaping events and volunteer work for the community and get the kids involved in the local, I don't know what you call it, cactus and everything around us, and try and make Good Springs better and better and take care of our animals around here and trees, and want to make it a community event. So the first meeting is going to be this Sunday at 3 o'clock. Right here at the community center, and we're open to all your comments and suggestions. There's no set rules or anything, but we have a great wildlife here. Jerry's husband knows all about the birds and everything, and he's quite knowledgeable about all the different trees and everything here. So we have a wealth of information here in town that we can all use and make Good Springs a better place. So I hope you can all come, and it's the full moon also, so.
What time?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on the 29th?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I wanted to go.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm not going to keep you long. My name is Khalid Fox Miller, and I am actually running for school board trustee. And for everybody I've already met, I always look just like my headshot. Your memory's just failing you right now. I brought my walk cards. I look forward to getting to know you. And thank you so much for being so welcoming and inviting as I came into your meeting.
Thank you. Yeah.
Jerry.
Jerry Pinkerton. Next Saturday and Sunday, May 5th, is our Good Springs Old Timers Reunion.
Already?
Whoa. Next Saturday. So it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. 11 o'clock, the kids at school are supposed to put on a little program.
And that's Saturday, 11?
It's Saturday at 11 o'clock, May 5th.
And isn't Sunday a breakfast?
Sunday is a breakfast and our meeting in the afternoon. Yeah.
What time is breakfast on Sunday?
Right.
8?
Sorry, I was there.
It's like 8 to 10:30, I believe. I'm cooking, you guys are all in trouble.
The population will decrease.
I just have one more comment regarding the food share that I did not ask for. Volunteers are always welcome, please. I'm usually back over the hill with food share in the back of my truck. I'll probably need a trailer because the summer's coming and we're going to have a bunch of produce. But I'm usually back over the hill by 10. We distribute between 11 and 12, so if anybody could show up to help us load, unload, just to pass out food, it would be greatly appreciated. On the days of the food share. Thanks.
Awesome. Anybody else? Going once?
No, let's go.
Me fine.
You were
fine.
So fine. So our next meeting date is May 29th. And thank you for coming. This meeting is adjourned.
You don't mind.